Welcome to the Paranormal News Insider for December 10th, 2012. In cryptid news, the big news last week was the release of information from Dr. Melba Ketchum on her five-year DNA research into Bigfoot. Her results stated that Bigfoot is a cross between a human and an unknown hominin species. She did not intend to release the information, but Igor Burtsev, a Russian Yeti investigator, prematurely released the information on his website. It was announced very shortly after that her paper had been rejected by other scientists. Now, with revisions already done, it has been resubmitted to a scientific journal in Russia. Dr. Ketchum's publicist made some odd statements defending the paper via Facebook. Not real professional, and sad to see that this scientific effort is turning into the typical circus act. And in other news, the countdown of the top 10 paranormal news stories of 2012 continues. Again, these items are based on being a paranormal-based story, so the Mayan calendar end-of-the-world scenario is not in it, unless it actually happens, and then we'll probably be number one. They also are weighed in on their significance to the discovery or furthering of any of the fields of any aspect of the anomalous world. And finally, the popularity and longevity of the story in the media will be the last factor in determining its place on the list. I chose a large list of stories and then personally whittled them down until I was left with the top 10. So this week I present number 8 and number 7. The number 8 story appeared back on February 27th of this year. One area of Bigfoot research has been attempting to get a view of the mysterious creature from the air. On a few television shows, we have seen those noisy little remote-controlled helicopters or planes launched into the sky, and we wonder how this is going to help. The idea seems more focused on getting a more dramatic look for the television rather than actually finding anything. A researcher has now obtained funding for what is called the Falcon Project, which is a remote-controlled airship that will have the ability to have streaming video and data 7 nights a week. The nearly silent airship boasts infrared thermal and high-definition cameras that are mounted on a gyroscope. It is also a dual airship that will be able to fly and film perfectly at 35 miles per hour. This new technology might just be the missing link in the toolbox to be able to discover, track, and provide irrefutable proof. Press has been somewhat limited, but the prospect of a nearly silent professional camera system in the sky might just prove once and for all either way as to the existence of Bigfoot. And number 7, from August 27th, last fall a cause of death of an Irishman was ruled spontaneous human combustion. Now, biologist, author, and professor Brian J. Ford feels he might have found an answer to the mysterious nature behind spontaneous human combustion. The root cause may be diabetes. Those with diabetes have a disordered metabolism which creates ketone bodies including acetone. Acetone is a highly flammable gas, and along with the fact that many of those who have succumbed to spontaneous human combustion were obese, the addition of body fat would certainly fuel the flames of the process and the theory behind this mysterious occurrence. This story was just a flash in the pan, but it more than likely solves one of the biggest mysteries in the paranormal and just how a human being can spontaneously catch on fire. And finally, here is a story that is from the files of the most embarrassing paranormal moments of 2012.
Space, the final frontier. These are the voyages of the Starship Enterprise. Its five-year mission, to explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life and new civilizations, to boldly go where no man has gone before.
Space might be the final frontier, but a systems engineer plans on creating a ship that will explore Mars, the Moon, and possibly beyond. The ship, the Star Trek Enterprise. That's right, he plans on building a life-size version of the ship within the next 20 years. While he says most of the technology is readily available, or will be within the next 20 years, he never states where the money will come from. how this large vessel will be able to escape Earth's orbit to make it into space, or how he plans to obtain the nuclear power to power the ship. No word either on whether his plans are copyright infringements.
1 minute to auto-destruct.
Interestingly, I read a story over the weekend about a guy in Tennessee that is building a replica of the Millennium Falcon of Star Wars fame. Although that one is acknowledged to not actually be a spacecraft, just a giant toy.
It's a trap!
Now, the top 10 paranormal news stories will conclude on December 31st with the number 2 and number 1 paranormal news story of 2012. Tune in next week for number 6 and number 5 of the top 10 paranormal news stories of 2012 as chosen by me, The Insider. To hear the number 10 and number 9 stories, please visit paranewsinsider.com and click on the archive tab at the top. Be sure to visit the Grandark Conspiracy Network at thegdc.ning.com, on Facebook, and live every Monday and Tuesday night at 10 p.m. Eastern on sharkradionetwork.com. I'll see you in the chat room, and I'll see you next week. For the Paranormal News Insider, I'm Brian Parsons.
You belong in the circus, right next to the dog-faced boy.